Those who mount must place feet firmly. Jesus is the ladder to heaven, and God calls upon us to mount this ladder. But we cannot do this while we load ourselves down with earthly treasures. We wrong ourselves when we place our convenience and personal advantages before the things of God. There is no salvation in earthly possessions or surroundings. A man is not exalted in God's sight, or accredited by him as possessing goodness, because he has earthly riches. If we gain a genuine experience in climbing, we shall learn that as we ascend we must leave every hindrance behind. Those who mount must place their feet firmly on every round of the ladder. Christ bridges the gulf. Jacob thought to gain a right to the birthright through deception, but he found himself disappointed. He thought he had lost everything, his connection with God, his home, and all, and there he was a disappointed fugitive. But what did God do? He looked upon him in his hopeless condition, he saw his disappointment, and he saw there was material there that would render back glory to God. No sooner does he see his condition than he presents the mystic ladder, which represents Jesus Christ. Here is man, who had lost all connection with God, and the God of heaven looks upon him and consents that Christ shall bridge the gulf which sin has made. We might have looked and said, I long for heaven, but how can I reach it? I see no way. That is what Jacob thought, and so God shows him the vision of the ladder, and that ladder connects earth with heaven, with Jesus Christ. A man can climb it, for the base rests upon the earth and the topmost round reaches into heaven. Ye inhabitants of the earth, praise him. And why? Because through Jesus Christ, whose long human arm encircles the race, while with his divine arm he grasps the throne of the infinite, the gulf is bridged with his own body. And this atom of a world which was separated from the continent of heaven by sin and became an island is again reinstated, because Christ bridged the gulf.